He was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. He was bruised for Lachey's iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with those stripes, I am healed.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast, and we give you praise and honor, sir. We honor your presence here today. Holy Spirit, you're our teacher. And we thank God that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about faith. Glory to God. And you can't talk about faith in God without talking about and looking diligently at Jesus' own personal teaching concerning faith. So let's look at it again from Mark chapter 11, where Jesus said in the 22nd verse, have faith in God, or our cross-reference says, have the faith of God. And we established yesterday that every born-again believer, everyone, has exactly the same measure of the God kind of faith. He has the same measure of the faith of God, because it was the faith of God that got you born again. I'm already excited about it. Glory to God. And we found that out from Romans chapter 12, verse 3, for there's been dealt unto every person among you the measure of faith. And we went right through the scriptures in 2 Thessalonians 3, 2, where we found out all men don't have faith. Unborn again people don't have anything but natural human faith. It comes from their physical senses. But the moment you made the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord, there was dealt to you the measure of faith. And we looked at it in Ephesians 2:8. Amen. Well, we are saved by grace through faith, which is not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Now, Romans 12 said He dealt it. In Ephesians 2 said He gave it. So how did He do it? Romans 10, 17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You heard it, you believed it, you made the decision, accepted Him as Lord and Savior, and His faith was there, and you were born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, isn't that good? That'll do you good. I mean, amen. Now then, I want us to look here. Well, before we look any further, let's just say it. I am a new creature. I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead. I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have the faith of God. I have the measure of the God kind of faith. I have a measure of the same faith that Jesus used when He was on the earth to heal the sick, raise the dead, and do great and wonderful miracles. That faith is in me now. And I believe that it is growing in me. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Jesus said, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. We want to talk about that. But shall believe, where? In his heart, that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Now, I want you to notice that Jesus didn't put the emphasis on the believing. He put the emphasis on the saying. This is a big thing now. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Now then, thank you, Lord. That measure of faith is in you right now. It must be fed continually. You remember what Jesus said in the 4th chapter of Matthew? Man does not live by bread alone. He's talking about the physical body. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God's word feeds faith. Faith cometh by hearing. There's no such thing as faith that won't come. I'm going to show you something in a minute about one of my partners and the way she was healed. But I want you to notice in her testimony, there was a moment that faith came. I've had this happen to me, and it will happen to you. But you have to continually feed on the Word of God. You have to continually feed your faith. You don't just sit around and watch all kinds of other stuff and read all kinds of other stuff and then say, uh-oh, I need my faith. Glory to God, I'll just say it. No, no, sweetheart. You have to continually to have a strong faith diet of the Word of God to continually feed your faith. Faith cometh. Faith comes automatically when you feed it on the Word of God. When you take, just for instance, you take these broadcasts and what we're talking about, you can go over these again and again and again and again. I mean, we've got it fixed where you can go over the same broadcast. You can go over this same week over and over and over and feed and feed and feed. This is not entertainment. This is faith food. You understand? Amen. So, now, I want you to notice here what he said. You believe in your heart. What? You believe in your heart that what you say comes to pass. Excuse me. My goodness. but Brother Copeland, how is that? No, don't start that. Because, see, when you're just letting yourself know that your faith needs feeding. And you just keep feeding it. You just keep listening. You just keep reading. You just keep feeding your faith. And the faith moment comes. And when it comes, you begin to say, yeah, glory. Oh, I see that. Oh, yeah, glory to God. Yeah, let me say that. So that it'll go from absolute no faith all the way to mountain moving faith if you do diligently what the Word says to do. Now then, that measure will grow. We found that out in 1st chapter, 2nd Thessalonians, where it said, your faith groweth exceedingly. You just keep feeding it. You just keep acting on the Word. You just keep confessing it. You just keep saying it. Well, what am I supposed to say? Well, he said right here what to say. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. So what do I do? What am I supposed to believe? I believe what I say comes to pass. Now, Jesus just plainly said, believe you receive. How do I believe I receive? By saying, I believe I receive. Whatever it is that you're reaching for in the Spirit, I believe I receive my healing. Now, I'm in the process of doing this myself. I'm standing right in the middle of this myself right now in my physical body, glory to God. And there's times that you just fighting the good fight of faith means to never, ever quit. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. You don't ever quit. Well, it just doesn't work for me. Now, wait a minute. Whoa, baby. Now, before you say something like that, Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Are you willing to stand up and just call Jesus a liar? Well, no, brother. Well, that's what you just did. Yeah, but it just don't work for me. Now, wait a minute. What's so special about you that the words of Jesus don't work? No, it's not that it doesn't work for you. It's that you are not working it. Anybody can do this. This is the way you got saved. Anybody can do this. But anybody has to do it for it to come to pass. It's that measure of faith. Now, that measure can be and will increase if you stay in the Word and you continue to say it with your mouth and just don't allow yourself to say anything else. I mean, if you have to just slap the very daylights out of yourself, don't you allow yourself to say anything other but this right here. Amen. This says, by His stripes I was healed, so by His stripes I am healed. Glory to God. I believe I receive my healing. I thank You for it in Jesus' name. I believe I receive my healing. I thank You for it. I believe I receive my healing. First thing when your eyes pop up in the morning, I believe I receive my healing for whatever the situation is. I believe I receive my healing. And then you start going about your day. Well, go to the Word first. I mean, don't get started in your day without the time for your faith food. Praise God. You're going to have that faith food, but you continue to say it. And saying it causes it to increase. Saying it causes it to further develop, because when you're saying it's working, Well, Brother Copeland, it's just strange to me that you have to say it. No, it isn't strange to you. It's because you're dealing in an area over here that you're not used to doing it in. You do it all the time because human beings were created by God in the God class, and that's the way you do everything. You're either speaking by fear or you're speaking by faith. And one way or the other, you're calling things that be not as though they were. I tell you, the more I think about it, the more I'm convinced. I'm totally convinced. I am convinced. I can tell by the way they act, they're planning on laying me off down there. They're planning on laying me off. What are you doing? You're calling things that be not as though they were because you're afraid that's going to happen. Fear is the opposite of faith. They work in the same class. They work by the same spiritual laws. One of them is working the law of sin and death, and the other one is working the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, but you can't change the law. Huh? You can't change it. We live in a Word created, a Word continually held universe. He upholds all things by the Word of His power. It was created by the substance of faith, and it's held together by the substance of faith. You turn faith 180 degrees, and it's fear. Fear is faith in the law of sin and death. But, you see, you understand it more when you're talking about fear, because you practice it over there. You're raised, born and raised in it, and everybody walking on 2 feet understands that. They may not understand why it works, but they do it all the time. Worry is meditation. When you meditate on the Word of God, you begin to see, to observe how to do what's written in the Word. When you meditate on the lies of the devil, which you call worry, you meditate on it and meditate on it. You worry about it and worry about it, and it'll get in your heart and get in your mouth. Then you start saying it, and you start saying it, and it'll come on you, brother. I mean, that's just the way the law works. So you've been working it all the time. Now, that's the natural way. But when you come over here in the supernatural way, it's exactly the opposite. And so people are really not used to saying good things about themselves. They're really not used to speaking by faith and expecting it to come to pass. They've been speaking by fear and didn't realize they were causing it to come to pass. So now listen to me very carefully here. You have what you say. That's what Jesus said. Before we get done this week, we're going to look into the power and the power and the integrity and the laws of words. We're going to take a good look at it, because you have to understand that to understand what we're talking about here. But that's what Jesus based all these words upon here. Now, let's talk about saying it. I believe, I receive it. Now, when you made that decision, you remember what Thomas said? Thomas said, unless I see the prince in his hands, unless I put my finger in there, unless I put my hand in his side, I will not believe. Now, let me rephrase that a little bit so you understand it. If I see the prince in the holes in his hand and feel the hole in his side, that's when I will begin to believe. Now, Jesus came back in there then 8 days later, and he said, come here, Thomas, look here and look here. And he said, oh, my God. Jesus said, stop being faithless. Blessed are those that believe and have not seen. Well, in order to do that, you have to make a decision to believe something. So now let's go over to what he's saying here in Mark 11, 24, and let's put the same words around that. Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, begin to receive it. Not when you see it, I'll begin to receive it. When you pray, begin to receive it. Can you see that? All right. Well, when you do that, that's saying it with your mouth is what releases the spiritual force of faith. Saying it with your mouth is what releases the force of fear. Believe you receive, say it. I believe I receive. That's the way you do it. I believe I receive my healing. Thank you. I believe I receive my healing. Thank you. I believe I receive my healing. Thank you. I believe I receive. What's happening? My faith is being released every time I say that. Now, I want you to watch this very special testimony, and I want you to look and listen for the moment faith came.
My name is Evangelist Lachey McKinney. This is my father, Apostle S.E. McKinney, and I am his personal assistant. I work with him hand in hand in ministry. We have grown immensely in 33 years. And all of a sudden, my body began to show signs of sickness, and I had ignored it for about a year. Then after a year, I started getting worse. Even though I was speaking to my body, but I wasn't seeing any results. And I, instead of getting better, I was getting worse. So I asked my father, okay, what should I do? He said, go on and to the hospital and find out what's going on. And that's what I did. When I got there, I took about two or three of the ladies from the ministry, and we were in the waiting room. They had taken the blood work. I think I stayed there about 5 hours. And then what happened was, when the doctor came in, he said, I have good news and I have bad news. And I said, the good news is I don't have cancer. And he said, I can't say that. But long story short, he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, this is a doctor I need you to call, a cancer specialist. And I did on that Monday. And when I called, I didn't have the money at that time to actually, I didn't have any insurance. I didn't have the money to get an examination or to even see him. I got a telephone call from one of our pastor friends who told me that she had already made an appointment for me to go to the Greenville School of Medicine. And when I got there, they diagnosed me with lymphoma cancer. And the doctor said I had only 30 days to live. They had given me a breathing apparatus. They said I was breathing like a 93-year-old woman. My liver was 200 times larger than what it was supposed to be, and so was my spleen. I didn't have the energy or the breath to do anything. I remember walking by the mirror before I lay down, and I saw the shadow of death, and fear gripped my heart, and I knew by the looks of things, I wasn't gonna make it. And instead of fighting, I kind of succumbed to it. And I remember that day when I was laying on the couch and he came to me, and he didn't sound too nice. He didn't show any pity because he knew that I was in a fight for my life. And he said, you're gonna die if you don't get up from here. He said, you're a minister of the gospel, and you have to know that the devil is fighting you because of what you're doing positive in the kingdom. He said, physician, get up and heal yourself. That's exactly what he said. I grabbed my Bible and I began to walk back and forth. I read something from Gloria Copeland that talked about how we should take the word like medicine, and that we should use it just like we would medicine and use it 3 times a day. And if situation get worse, to double the dosage. I would never forget that, and that's what I did. For 28 days, I had 30 days to live now. For 28 days, I walked 3 times a day, and I got my Bible, and I quoted every scripture, and I prophesied and spoke them over my life. And I didn't feel anything different in 28 days. But at the end of that 28 days, something happened. I don't know what it was, but I knew. Faith kicked in. Yes, faith kicked in. And I said, he was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. He was bruised for Lachey's iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with those stripes, I am healed. And I knew that day that I was healed. And I had 2 more days to go. In the 30 days, that 30th day, I went back to the doctor, and they looked at the exam, and they took x-rays again, and they brought in one specialist, and they brought in 2 specialists. They kept looking. 5 specialists came in that day, I'll never forget it. They were talking among themselves, but I didn't know what they were saying. So finally he came over to me, he said, this is what it looked like 30 days ago. Where is the cancer? It's not here. We have to understand that the word of God is for us. That he's not just, it's not just something out there or something in the Bible. This is a rhema word, and it comes to life when we take it. That's what Gloria always says. To, like, if somebody's giving you a cake, it's not yours until you receive it. Well, the word of healing is for us, but we have to receive it. And so it's important for us to take it. And when we do, it becomes life.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.